Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
21921.
One moment. You said 21921?
Yes.
One moment. You said 21921. First and last name?
Lene Piner.
You spell that for me?
L-A-H-N-E-E.
L-A-H-N-E-E?
Yes.
The last name, you said Piner, P-I-N-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
204 Buttonwoods Road.
Okay.
Elkton, Maryland, 21921.
I'm just waiting. It's slow, and then it's moving a little slow. Just bear with me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My internet is moving a little slow. Just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I do see that you did do the kitchen aid. You paid the $7.95. How may I help you today?
Yeah, not only did I pay $7.95, you guys charged my card $54.64 or something like that, which was not authorized.
Yes, that's the $56.95 that buys you a $125 voucher to our online store. All the information was stated online in terms and conditions.
Okay, I didn't see any of that. All I saw was the $7.95, and that $56 put me in the hole. I had no idea that I was being charged that.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, it was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get you, there'll be no problem. I can go ahead and get you canceled for any future payments or anything else, ma'am, but I do apologize. That charge is valid, the charge about to stay.
What'd you say? Say that again.
I can get you canceled for any future payments, but that charge is valid, the charge about to stay.
Okay, so what exactly was that fee for?
Okay, it buys you a $125 voucher to our online store.
Okay, because that's not what was stated on there, and so I feel like you guys are trying to swindle people, because what it showed on the ad was for a mixer, and all we had to do was pay the fee for shipping.
Okay,
that's what the $7.95 was showing.
It was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am.
Okay, can you send that to me?
Send what? I'm sorry.
Send me the terms and conditions, because that wasn't there, because I looked for it, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't being scammed, and it wasn't there. So that's why I'm saying send it
okay,
to me.
Okay, so I can send
there.
You the web. I can give you the website, ma'am. I'm not actually able to just send the terms and conditions to you.
You. I'm sorry, you can't what?
I'm not actually able to send the terms and conditions to you directly, ma'am, but I can give you the website. You can go to our website.
Okay, what's the website?
One moment.
Appreciate that. Y'all are just trying to get people out of their money, so.
Okay, no problem. I do apologize. You feel that way, ma'am. One moment.
And you're trying to talk all fast because you think I don't understand what you're saying, but you know, you can slow down so you can explain to people what's going on.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just talk fast. My apologies. It's not for you won't understand me. Give me one moment. My internet is moving a little slow. Hey, one moment, I'm still here. I'm so sorry. Okay, so it's going to be perfectdiscountsupply.com.
That is not even the website I was on. No, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all, I was charged under latest electronic creations or something like that. And now it took you 5 minutes to figure out what the website was. That doesn't make any sense.
No, ma'am. Well, my internet was moving slow, ma'am, so that is my apologies.
But you work for them, right? So why would you not know what the website is?
Yes, ma'am, because it is a lot of information that I do have to remember about the company. But I did go ahead and get your account canceled. Your account is completely canceled.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So how long have you been working for the company?
A little while. Well, like 2 years.
2 years and you don't know what the website is for your company?
Things update every day at our company, ma'am.
No, that doesn't make any sense, and I don't know if you think I'm stupid or not. What is the website?
Well, I do apologize you feel that way, ma'am. Anyway, our website is perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Perfectdiscountsupply.com, and it comes up as Gadget Plus. This is not at all what was listed. At all. And so, like, I really do think that I need to get my money back because you guys are really scamming people.
Okay. So I was able to go ahead and get your account canceled. I do apologize, but the charge is valid.
You said that already. I'm talking about a refund.
Okay, I do apologize for the charge is valid. The charge is worth the stay. However, I did go ahead and get your account canceled.
Is there somebody else I can speak to, please?
I can gladly get you over to my supervisor, but she will state the same information I just stated to you, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what you guys are listing online, which isn't even this website, where does this website come in on? Because when you click on this is not what comes up.
Okay, well, that is our website, ma'am, for that product. I can get you over to my supervisor, but she still will state the same information I just stated to you.
Okay, I was just asking you a question. I wasn't asking about the supervisor. I was asking you a question.
Okay, well, that is our website, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let me speak to your manager, please, because you
no
seem
problem.
To not know anything.
I'm sorry you feel that way, ma'am. No problem. One moment. I'm getting you right over now. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being so patient and hold it for me.